Welcome back to Pesukim. Our daf, we're on Shabbos daf Kuf Nun. There are six Pesukim on this daf, and the focus Pasuk for today will be the one in Yeshayahu Perek, Nunches Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's a very famous Pasuk, very much related to many of the notions and ideas that we've been looking at in Maseches Shabbos. And that is, Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha, if you refrain from trampling on your Shabbos, your day of rest, Asois Chavatzecha B'yom Kodshi, and doing your matters, your affairs on the my holy day, the Korosel Shabbos Oineg, and you call the day of Shabbos your delight, Lidroi Likdosh Hashem Echubod, in the honor of the holy Hashem's day, B'chibatomi Asois Terachecha B'mtsoi Chavatzecha V'daber Dov, and you honor it, and not go in your ways, nor look at your affairs, nor strike bargains. This is a very, very famous pasuk in Yeshayahu, and it really hits to the heart of what's going on in Shabbos. This is all an if, so it's important to remember the second pasuk, which goes after that, which is pasuk Yudalad, which is the end of the parak, which actually says, "Oz, if you do this, then Tisanag al Hashem, you will enjoy Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yikarech ticha b'masei oretz. I'll ride you upon the heights of the earth. V'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, aki pi Hashem diber." Hashem promises by his word that he will reward us for doing so. It's important not to just think of this pasuk as a regulation, but also an if-then. So you have the choice of getting this as well. It's worthwhile trying to understand this, because you see, this pasuk is introducing to us two concepts. Now, the way the Gemara approaches this before getting to that is the Gemara uses this as a proof for Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha that a person cannot set up things on Shabbos. He shouldn't be setting up where he's going to, what he's going to do after Shabbos, how, as the Mishnah says, hiring people on Shabbos. These should not be done on Shabbos whatsoever. And where do we know this from this pasuk? Now, how exactly does this work? This pasuk seems to be introducing two new concepts. The one concept is Oineg, and the other one is Kavod. Kavod and Oineg Shabbos are derived from this pasuk in Yeshayahu, and of course, the many different ideas of the Me'er Kibar Toi, Asas Terachecha, Bintzoi Chav Tzocha, Daber Davar, are all halachic parameters. But how exactly do we get Kavod and Oneg? Because you see, as the Malbim correctly explains over here, is there's a notion of experiencing Shabbos passively and actively. Passively is Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha, you're going to stop doing things, you're not going to be walking places, you're not going to be talking about these things. And then there's going to be the notion of enjoying it and actually involved in the actual day itself, the notion of Kavod and Oineg. But how do these relate to the way that we've understood Shabbos up till now, till the prophet of Yeshayahu Anavi? Understand that up till now, what we've had is the Torah itself, not the Nevi'im. So how does this work? It's interesting, if you take a look at the beginning of the Rambam in Perek Lamed, the 30th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, Arba'a devarim ne'emar b'Shabbos. There are four things which are taught about Shabbos. Shnai min ha-Torah, two are from the Torah. Shnai min direi sofrim, and two are from the words of the prophets, as he understands it. What are they? Shabbat Torah, the Torah says, Zachor v'Sham, which is the positive and negative aspects of Shabbos. V'nisparshu, important word, they were explained al yedei ha-Nevi'im, kavod v'oineg. Meaning, how is it that you express, so to speak, the positive element of Shabbos is oineg? How do you express the negative or the refraining element is kavod? This is the notion of what Yeshayahu is doing. Yeshayahu is giving meat. Yeshayahu is giving fullness to the expression of what the Torah was saying and explaining it in more specific terms. Very important to understand this. Yeshayahu is not introducing new mitzvahs. Yeshayahu is simply explaining that which the Torah had already done. By the way, the Rambam goes on to explain that Oineg actually is something which is done on Shabbos, enjoying the food, enjoying the light, and Kavod is something which is done before Shabbos, in deference to Shabbos. You prepare special garments, cleaning the house, all those things fall into the bucket of Kavod Shabbos. It's interesting to note, and just as a very fascinating aside, we'll end with this right now, but that is that if you look at the words Asher Baro Elokim La'asos, the ideas of that are when the last words said at the Sheishes Yemei Bereishis before we get to Vayechulu, Asher Baro Elokim La'asos, at the end of Vayechulu, at the seventh day of creation, the Sofei Tevos, the last letters of those words, Reish, Aleph, Mem, and Taf, are the Roshei Tevos of Im Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha, says the Egret Akala, says the Dinevah. That there's an intricate connection embedded into history, embedded into the spiritual framework of the world, was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos, this notion of us being able to understand from that, from those Sofei Tevos, so to speak, the end of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Shabbos is for us to have derived and understand what Kavod and Oineg Shabbos should truly be, which frames most of the experience of Shabbos that we have today. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.